Why? Why give me such an order? With what remnants of my hesitation replaced in time by need, hunger, thirst. I am no longer worthy of the title of your knight. You would ask me to take you as not to be in a lonely world where it's only you. Am I really still me? I won't let you be alone. Forgive me. I may very well infect you too, even if you ask me. I don't want to be the reason why you regret this someday. But alas, your word, your command. After the many times and many things we've been through, I'll choose to believe that I'm more than a monster. That you, who believes in me, are more than delusional. I almost lost my mind at the taste of your blood. It only makes me cry now, even if at the moment it was bliss. It is done. Now we will share the same fate. But please, my beloved, this curse that I've thrust upon you. Why are you smiling? The audacity to do that now, of all times. To kiss your murderer. To hold your betrayer. I cannot fathom the kindness in your heart for what lingering human thoughts I have are but many conflicted ones. I may be a monster, but I am before that your trusty knight. The only thing clamoring my sanity to overwhelm even the senses of the taste of blood, the feeling of biting through your skin, the disgusting satisfaction of it all. I am a monster, but I will gladly serve you all the same. May we never be apart, escaping from the dregs of running away. All those you've lost may not be lost if they are as I. Is what the hopeful side of me wishes to believe, but you foolish leash, you believe too much. You give me too much credit. Believing in me so much. Kissing me. Someone as lowly as me. Kissing the lips of someone as high as you. I should be. I could have been executed had you done that any other time. I I'm sorry that I couldn't protect you. I know it's not too late, not in every way. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't feel like bitterness in my mouth. To be the one, not just some monster, but the one at your side. I know it's in order, and I know it's one I need to abide by. And one that I did without hesitation. But to put you through this willingly, not a monster, because I still have my heart. Do I? I wonder about that. I know I feel guilt, but am I really worthy of your kiss? I have admired you from the first day we met. And all those feelings ever since I turned, all started to have amplified a millionfold to the point of madness. I have always loved you, even though I know I could have never uttered the words in any other circumstance. I knew I was never your equal, never worthy of your kiss or touch. And yet now, hold me like a lover. Why? Why would you do that when I am unworthy of such things? You are perfect in my eyes. I cared not for the succession, the brutality of your siblings, nor of the hatred I garnished for staying by your side. None of that mattered, as long as I could see you smile. Will I still get to see that? I don't want your kiss to be meaningless. Nor do I want our sacrifice and inevitable fall to mean we are monsters. I will try. I will fight. I will carve a way, even if I have to fall from grace. Did you mean what you said, by the way? Why did you want me in that moment? Why want for a betrayer when all he has done is fail at his promise? Your father made me swear that no matter what, I'd protect you. I failed. I suppose you're right. How could I fail if we're both still here? Is this really what we were meant to be? My love, I've always wanted to utter that. And yet, it feels like soot in my mouth for what I've done. I know you forgive me. I know you don't think I'm to blame at all, but that doesn't mean I don't wish that there was a simpler solution. A world unending. A world without the sun. Will it really be one you can smile, even in 1,000 years? You're right. A true knight wouldn't give up in the face of this. He wouldn't. I won't. And for what it's worth, my regret was mostly tied to the idea that I had been that which harmed you. If you truly believe that what I've done, what you've requested of me, is for the best. I will swallow my guilt and look forward to whatever future we might encounter in this ruined kingdom. Amidst the fall of man, I do not know if I'm more man or demon now. What we will become entirely. But I trust you, and I will love you as dearly as I can as your knight. I was never worthy of your kiss, but I'll try to become as such. Sure of why I'm not caught. Could love's true kiss have had something with this curse? Some meddling, perhaps. Either way, I will not betray, even if the gods or devils face us. I will stand tall and protect you to my last, as I've always promised. And I will seal this promise with a kiss. I may be no prince, and I might lack where so many do not, but I will not. I dream of you more than I can count. I think of you endlessly, and I'm happy you found me in that abandoned place, that you saved me from starvation, the elements, and abuse, and that you cared enough to trust me, even if the circumstances of fate are so cruel. I only wish upon a star I cannot see, and no matter what we end up, we remain as true as we are now. Please give me time. Had I lost myself there, please kill me. Won't you promise me, if I ever get lost, if I ever get, if I ever end up betraying you in earnest, not by your command, by my own desires, or impulses, then do not let me remember the pact, the spell put on my heart. Perhaps it would be enough to even end something like me. I ask you to, at that moment, say those words, denounce me, and end me before I can hurt you. Nothing would make me happier than if I could at least never come to hurt you like that. Please, won't you, if fate is happier than that, be by my side forever? At such a long time, it's impossible to imagine And yet I've always dreamed of it. Forever with you. In a sick and twisted way. I couldn't ask for anything more than this. And I feel guilt upon that very crucible of which I feel so elated to see you smiling now. That you would kiss me, that you would hold me, that you would free me and trust me. I will not betray that. No curse in this world could break something so integral to who I am. Nor could it denounce your kindness or ruin the passion of which we've always wished for. You were always done terribly in the court, and I can't let nobility or common folk, monsters or madmen, I will not give you to any of them. So long as you want me to, I will be your knight in bloodshed battle, or in bed like this. I'll protect you, and I'll love you till the bitter end.